2020学年度嘉定区九年级英语第一次质量调研听力部分 Part 1 Listening Comprehension
A 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片 Number 1
Jenny is keen on attending drawing classes on weekends.
Jenny is keen on attending drawing classes on weekends. Number 2
Obeying traffic lights and taking the zebra crossing help us cross the road safely.
Obeying traffic lights and taking the zebra crossing help us cross the road safely. Number 3.
A detective's job is to protect the innocent as well as find the guilty.
A detective's job is to protect the innocent as well as find the guilty.Number 4.
It's very late now, but the doctors are still busy operating on the heart of the patient.
It's very late now, but the doctors are still busy operating on the heart of the patient. Number 5.
It is a good idea to ride bicycles to go out for an outing.
It is a good idea to ride bicycles to go out for an outing.
B. 根据你所听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。
Number 6. Good evening, madam. There is a table for three over there. This way, please.
Thank you. Could I see the menu, please? Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 请再听一遍。
Good evening, madam. There is a table for three over there. This way, please.
Thank you. Could I see the menu, please? Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Number 7. Betty, we will have a party at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Would you like to come?
I'd love to, but...I'll be 30 minutes late because I'll have to attend a meeting before I come. Question. When can Betty probably attend the party tomorrow afternoon? 请再听一遍。
Betty, we will have a party at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Would you like to come?
I'd love to, but...I'll be 30 minutes late because I'll have to attend a meeting before I come. Question. When can Betty probably attend the party tomorrow afternoon?
Number 8. Jenny, what is the best way for you to learn English grammar? By reading English novels or listening to the English stories?
Neither.I learn English grammar by taking lots of notes. Question. How does Jenny learn English grammar? 请再听一遍。
Jenny, what is the best way for you to learn English grammar? By reading English novels or listening to the English stories?
Neither. I learn English grammar by taking lots of notes. Question.How does Jenny learn English grammar?
Number 9.
John, your grandpa looks pretty healthy. He is over 80 years old, isn't he?
Yes, he never eats unhealthy food, and he works in the garden every morning.
Question. Why is John's grandpa so healthy? 请再听一遍。John,Your grandpa looks pretty healthy. He is over 80 years old, isn't he?
Yes, he never eats unhealthy food, and he works in the garden every morning.
Question. Why is John's grandpa so healthy?
Number 10.
I'm moving to a new place tomorrow. Could you possibly give me a hand?
Sure. Why not ask some more people in the office if they are free too?
Question. What does the man mean?
请再听一遍。
I'm moving to a new place tomorrow. Could you possibly give me a hand?
Sure. Why not ask some more people in the office if they are free too?
Question. What does the man mean?
C. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Why do we laugh? For years, scientists have studied this question and asked themselves about it. No animals laugh and smile, only human beings. So, does laughing help us live longer? The answer is that smiling and laughing can help us become calm and less worried, preventing illness caused by stress.Laughing is really the best medicine. Scientists in California asked a group of students to act 5 different feelings. Happiness, sadness, anger, surprise, and fear. Just using their faces. Changes in their heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature were recorded.Most of the feelings they acted didn't cause changes. But when the students smiled, their heart rate and their blood pressure went down. That happened even though they were only acting. So, even if we feel sad inside, smiling makes us feel better. Now, what makes us laugh?The answer to the question is far from simple. Everyone likes jokes, but we don't laugh at the same ones. It depends largely on how old we are. There's a kind of jokes, for example, which children love, but older people might not find funny.
请再听一遍。
Why do we laugh?For years, scientists have studied this question and asked themselves about it. No animals laugh and smile, only human beings. So, does laughing help us live longer? The answer is that smiling and laughing can help us become calm and less worried, preventing illness caused by stress.Laughing is really the best medicine. Scientists in California asked a group of students to act 5 different feelings. Happiness, sadness, anger, surprise, and fear, just using their faces. Changes in their heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature were recorded.Most of the feelings they acted didn't cause changes. But when the students smiled, their heart rate and their blood pressure went down. That happened even though they were only acting. So even if we feel sad inside, smiling makes us feel better. Now, what makes us laugh?The answer to the question is far from simple. Everyone likes jokes, but we don't laugh at the same ones. It depends largely on how old we are. There's a kind of jokes, for example, which children love, but older people might not find funny. D.
根据你所听到的短文内容完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Is there a way to quickly recall information just before taking an exam? walking backwards might be a solution. Scientists from the UK said this activity can help people to improve memory. Researchers asked 114 volunteers to watch a video. After watching the video, they were divided into three groups. One group was told to walk 10 meters forward. The second group walked 10 meters backward. The third group stood in one place. Then all three groups were asked 20 questions about what they saw in the video. The scientists found that the backward walking group got an average of correct answers than the other groups. And walking backward is not just good for our brains. It is also good for the rest of our body. Compared to walking forward, walking backward is more challenging. This can help us improve our fitness. Walking backward uses more energy in short time and burns more calories. In addition, walking backward is less stressful for our knees. It could be helpful for people who often have pain in their knees. Walking backward also helps to ease pain in the lower back. This might be why many old people like walking backward.
请再听一遍。
Is there a way to quickly recall information just before taking an exam? Walking backwards might be a solution. Scientists from the UK said this activity can help people to improve memory. Researchers asked 114 volunteers to watch a video. After watching the video, they were divided into three groups. One group was told to walk 10 meters forward. The second group walked 10 meters backward. The third group stood in one place. Then, all three groups were asked 20 questions about what they saw in the video. The scientists found that the backward walking group got an average of correct answers than the other groups. And walking backward is not just good for our brains. It is also good for the rest of our body. Compared to walking forward, walking backward is more challenging. This can help us improve our fitness. Walking backward uses more energy in a short time and burns more calories. In addition, walking backward is less stressful for our knees. It could be helpful for people who often have pain in their knees. Walking backward also helps to ease pain in the lower back. This might be why many old people like walking backward.
听力部分到此结束。